It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Britain's Prince Harry says he got so sick of the royal treatment during his 20s that he considered living as a commoner. He says he stayed on as a member of the royal family for the Queen. He told Newsweek, "I spent many years kicking up my heels and I didn't want to grow up." Now, the 32-year-old prince says he led a harsh life partying back and then came very close to a breakdown. He says he felt most at home in the army, but when his assignment in Afghanistan was leaked by a magazine, he had to be withdrawn for security reasons. He also said he doesn't think anyone in the royal family wants to be king or queen, but instead does so out of duty. Ouch. Kelly Osbourne, Peter Pants at Starbucks. How do we know this? She tweeted about it. She wrote, "Shame on you, Starbucks. Hashtag peed my pants in this location because your shameful employees refuse to let me use the toilet. I have pee in my shoe."
Wait. You're telling me you couldn't even go outside and squat like you had to pee in your pants?
That's what she's claiming.
I call BS on that one. Somebody wants a free caramel frappuccino.
Who would do that? Why wouldn't she just go? She's in wherever she is. I'm sure there's a business next door that she could have asked to use the restroom.
Or just ask for a cup and go behind the table. Something.
In literally some of the anything. Bigger cities, they don't let you use the bathroom unless you buy something.
Well, she was buying something.
She was buying something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She bought her drink.
I'm just sorry. Like, I would go to any measure. I'd get a public indecent thing or whatever, indecent exposure. I'm not going to pee my pants. Like, I will find a way to have that not be near my body.
I would ask somebody who had a baby next to me if I could borrow a diaper.
Exactly. But hey, give me that dirty diaper. I'll take it.
Gwyneth Paltrow is being called out by NASA for scamming her Goop customers with wellness stickers. The website was selling these stickers that claimed it was made from the crystalline carbonized radio frequency material of spacesuits. Gwyneth claim the stickers would fill in the deficiencies in your reserves, creating a calming effect, smoothing out both physical tension and anxiety. But a former NASA official, Mark Shellhammer, said the stickers were being falsely advertised. He said not only is the whole premise like snake oil, the logic doesn't even hold up. He said if they promote healing, why do they leave marks on the skin when they are removed? What a load of BS this is.
Dang, girl, look at that sticker on your butt. That ass is out of this world.
The stickers are being sold for $120 for a set of 24. Miley Cyrus was asked why she feels why she refers to herself as being weird. She said, "I feel very genderless. I feel ageless. I feel like I'm just a spirit soul, not even a human being." So there's that.
All right. Well, I'll put a lot of stock into what she says, so that means nothing.
Before John Legend became a singer, he was a spelling bee champ. In 1989, the Springfield News Sun wrote a story titled "Product of Home Teaching Wins Bee." The newspaper said 10-year-old John Legend came to win, and he did. John and his siblings were homeschooled by his mom growing up.
God, I would get smoked if I had to go up against John Legend and a spelling bee. Smell your name, Joe. Joe.
Imagine Dragons frontman Dan Reynolds, who is raised a Mormon, regrets the anti-gay message he preached as a missionary. He said, "When people ask me what the doctrine was and they said, 'Hey, I'm gay,' or 'I feel like I like girls, what do I do about this?' I taught that it was a sin because that's what I had been raised to teach. I wish I could re-knock all those doors and tell them that I was wrong." That is the garbage.